Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions. Through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com. In today's program, we present an excerpt from Copyright Do's and Don'ts, presented at the 2007 American Medical Writers Association Annual Conference by Christopher Keneally and Drew Zaretti of Copyright Clearance Center. With electronic publishing outpacing print as the preferred source of information for researchers, applying the rules of copyright can be quite challenging. For AMWA attendees, Keneally and Zaretti presented a lively educational workshop on the basics of copyright and how to apply them in today's dynamic digital environment.
I'll just say who we aren't. Copyright Clearance Center is not the Copyright Office. We do not register copyright. We are not associated with the government, and that is all at copyright.gov. We are not copyright.org, which is the copyright site for the Motion Picture Industry Association. So we are not copyright.org. We are copyright.com. Copyright.com has been online since almost the very first days of the web, in 1995, as a matter of fact, and began taking orders online shortly after that. So we've been sort of in the e-business for as long as there has been an e-business. And it's there that people go to get permission for the reuse of all kinds of copyrighted materials, text copyrighted materials. We're very pleased to be here. This is our second year with the American Medical Rights Association. Feel it's an important audience to be talking to because we know that you are creating copyrighted material for yourselves or for others, and very often you may be reusing it. So we will try to go through a kind of basic roadmap on all of that, the do's and don'ts, as we say. And we do encourage questions from the audience. But again, I would ask you, if you would, to raise your hand and let me get to you with the microphone before you ask your question. So, Drew, do you want to just get us started?
Sure, be happy to. Okay. Now, let's see. I think I'm going to hold this microphone, too. I like to move around a little bit. So today, what I'm planning to talk with you about is just a basic overview of copyright so that we kind of are all on the same page. We all understand. I find that there's a lot of confusion about what copyright law actually is, so I'm just going to do a basic outline for you. Then I want to talk a bit about works made for hire and what you need to know when negotiating publisher agreements. I'm going to talk about reuse, fair use, free use, or fee for use, something that I know that you're very concerned about in obtaining information when you're writing medical material. Chris has already talked about what Copyright Clearance Center is. If there are any questions about that, we can certainly go into it a little bit deeper. And then Chris is going to talk to you about our author relations services that may impact you directly. I've been traveling around the United States for Copyright Clearance Center for about 5 years now, training a lot of audiences, mostly in the academic environment. And as I started doing this traveling, I started wondering why all of a sudden there was so much focus on copyright and copyright law. It certainly is more in the consciousness of all of us now than it was when I began at CCC in 1997. Now it's very common for people to ask a question or begin to understand a little bit more about copyright. Back then, in 97, I had no clue. So I started wondering, why is that? Why is copyright so important today? Why is it at the forefront of our consciousness?
And I think I know why, Drew.
You do?
It's because the recording industry is suing children and for downloading music. That's why.
That may be true, but the reason that they're doing that, Chris, is because copyright intellectual products fuel the U.S. economy to a great extent. It accounts for about a third of the market value of all U.S. stocks to the tune of more than $5 trillion. And these figures are from 2005. There hasn't been a study like this one since then. So we can imagine that those values have probably increased in the last couple of years. Intellectual products account for 42%, or did in 2005, of the U.S. gross domestic product. So that'll give you an idea, being that it's our largest export. And when I say intellectual products, I'm talking about music, film,
patented trademarks.
Right. So we're talking about a whole bucket of things, but there is a huge amount of published content also that is included in that bucket. So that's suddenly why people are beginning to think about and worry about and sue young children over copyright infringement.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.